Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The Secretary will close the roll. Members, please stand for the prayer. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Randy Circsena, Jr. of Ellendale United Methodist Church in Ellendale, Minnesota. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Shall we bow our heads in prayer? O Lord, our God, thank you so much for the privilege that we have this morning to be in your chamber. Thank you for meeting us here, the greetings you've allowed us to have and to extend. May we continue to represent the people we've been called to represent in fairness and love and care. Lord, thank you especially for our representative, Jean Dornick. And Lord, thank you for my secular business colleague, Paul Gazelka, as well. And we're very proud of him at State Farm. You know that, Lord. Just bless the rest of our day. And may we, Lord, be ones that you can be proud of. This we ask in your precious name, Almighty. Amen.
Thank you, Chairman. Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Abler, Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bingham, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Coleman, Swazinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Draheim, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eaton, Eichhorn, Eakin, Fateh, Friends, Gazelka, Goggin, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Isaacson, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson, Stewart, Kent, Kipmeyer, Klein, Coran, Kunish, Lang, Latz, Limmer, Lopez, Franzen, Marty, Matthews, McEwen, Miller, Murphy, Nelson, Newman, Newton, Osmick, Pappas, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Senjum, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Utke, Weber, Westrum, Uyghur, Wickland.
Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Senators Coleman, Duckworth, Gazelka, Goggin, Isaacson, Lang, McEwen, Tomasoni, and Torres Ray. A quorum is present. Members, please be aware there is an addendum for today up front. We start with the third order of business today, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which the amendments to the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 3372, a bill for an act relating to health. Senate file number 3372 is herewith returned to the Senate. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Bach.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 3372 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amended.
On that motion, all those in favor signify. I'm sorry, Senator Bach, to explain the bill.
Mr. President, members, the House made a small change in the caregiver grant portion of the bill. I think it's a good change. Senator Tomasoni thinks it makes the bill better. The way the bill had left the Senate, it only allowed the caregiver grant money to be eligible for purchases of equipment. What the amendment the House put on, and I want to thank Representative New for doing that, made caregiver respite support also eligible for grants under the program. So I appreciate your support, members. Senator Tomasoni thinks the House did some good work. A little slow, but did some good work.
Further discussion to the motion to concur. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to concur, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate file number 3372, a bill for an act relating to health appropriating money for ALS research and caregiver support programs.
Third reading, Senator Bach.
Well, members, Mr. President, members, I got a note from Senator Tomasoni yesterday, and he asked that I read this on his behalf on the floor. Thank you for allowing me to comment on the ALS bill, and thank you to Senator Bach for reading them and for shepherding the bill through the process. It's been an emotional several weeks for me and my family, one full of love and overwhelming gratitude. I am so proud of this legislature for coming together in almost unanimous support of an issue that's bigger than all of us. I'm especially proud and grateful for this body's unanimous support. This bill has the potential to be the beginning of eradication of an insidious disease, not for me, but for future generations. That is something we can all be proud of. Lou Gehrig died of ALS in 1941, and for far too long, little to nothing has been done in research to uncover new and effective treatments for ALS. This bill, along with the Healy clinical trials, offers a momentous opportunity to make significant progress towards a cure right here in Minnesota. If we do nothing else this session, and I really want a big bonding bill. Is that David or what? Mr. Leader? And I really want a big bonding bill. We can all say we've accomplished something significant in virtually unanimous fashion. I have to thank each and every one of you, in particular Senator Bach, Senator Housley, all my co-authors, Representative Liz Lagarde, Representative New, Speaker Hortman, Majority Leader Miller, basically 67 senators and 121 House members and the governor for passing this bill. On a lighter note, during the press conference, I was asked how quickly I thought this could pass, and I said next week. My son Danny, who was helping interpret my speech, misunderstood and blurted out, he said last week. And to that point, I don't remember ever in my 30 years in the legislature passing such a significant bill this early in the session without leveraging it against something else. I think we can all be proud of that too. Finally, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Kent Herbeck, Terry Steinbach, Chris Engler, David Colquist, Never Surrender, ALS Minnesota, and my family and all my friends who've been so gracious. The event that was held on March 1st was indescribable and raised over $50,000 for ALS. And finally, thank you to all of you for your gracious and loving comments on my behalf. In the words of Majority Leader Miller, this is a big deal. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And if I could add something, Mr. Chairman, on Senator Tomasoni's behalf, this is a good bill. Vote for it.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 3372. I call on Senator Friends to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Friends.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator McEwen votes aye.
McEwen votes aye. Senator Friends.
Senator Torres-Ray votes aye.
Torres-Ray votes aye. I call on Senator Johnson to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Coleman votes aye.
Coleman votes aye. Senator Johnson.
Senator Duckworth votes aye.
Duckworth votes aye. Senator Johnson.
Senator Gazelka votes aye.
Gazelka votes aye. Senator Johnson.
Senator Goggin votes aye.
Goggin votes aye. Senator Johnson.
Senator Lang votes aye.
Lang votes aye. Senator Johnson.
Senator Matthews votes aye.
Matthews votes aye. Senator Johnson.
Thank you.
Mr. President, Senator David Tomasoni votes aye.
Tomasoni votes aye. Calling Senator Hur to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Hur.
Mr. President, I'd like to report aye for Senator Isaacson.
Isaacson votes aye. All members having voted, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 67 ayes and no nays, Senate File 3372 does pass and its title agreed to. The Senate stands for a brief recess. The Senate will come to order. Remaining under the third order of business, Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which the amendments, the concurrence of the Senate, is respectfully requested. Senate file number 3472, a bill for an act relating to state government. Senate file number 3472 is herewith returned to the Senate. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Dames.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 3472 and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the subcommittee and conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed by the part of the House.
Discussion to that motion. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion does prevail. Moving to the fifth order of business, report of committees. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate files. The Secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 4092, 724, 3749, 3175, 225, and 4082.
Senate files are given their second reading. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the House file numbers.
House file number 4165.
House files are given their second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motion as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Senate Resolutions 111, 112, and 113 are referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. Remaining under Motions and Resolutions, Senator Miller.
Mr. President, I move for a brief recess for the purposes of appointing a conference committee.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the Senate is in recess. The Senate will come to order. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is there a privileged report at the desk?
The Secretary will read the report.
Senator Miller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate File Number 3472. Senators Dames, Utke, Klein, Dreheim, and Dornick.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Moving to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Kent.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today to express a concern about the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. We have a hearing weekly on Mondays at 1 o'clock. It is hard, obviously, with the weekend to plan and prepare for the one weekly hearing with that timing. Would Senator Dames yield?
Senator Dames will yield. Senator Kent.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Dames, I know we talked on Wednesday when we had a hearing about what was coming up, and you mentioned that there would be a hearing today and it was posted, but no agenda was shared until 8 o'clock this morning, and that is 5 hours before the hearing, and according to Senate Rule 12.3, to the extent practical, a committee or subcommittee shall announce each meeting to the public at least 3 calendar days before convening, and goes on to specifically say that that should include the bill or bills to be considered. I know I heard from a number of stakeholders who were looking around on Friday to try to understand what to expect for today. I know they contacted your office and weren't able to get information. In the name of transparency and our accountability to the people of Minnesota, our ability to know what's coming and be prepared and do our jobs effectively, why is it that we were not able to find out what bills are available will be on the docket today until such a late hour?
Senator Dames.
Well, thank you, Senator Kent. Certainly appreciate your bringing this up. We did have a situation this weekend to where we had the individual that handles this was traveling, and unbeknownst to him, he didn't realize that he would not be able to get into the system. And so unfortunately, when he tried to get into the system on, I believe it was Saturday morning, he was unable to do so. And so they were posted this morning when he got back to Minnesota. So I do apologize for that, but that's what happened.
Senator Kent.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Senator Dames. I appreciate that. Certainly we know that things do happen. Unfortunately, they do sometimes happen a little too often, and I hope everyone in the Senate will stay attuned. It is not a matter of convenience for us. It is a matter of our obligation to the people of Minnesota, and as we are looking at deadlines and the end of session, I think we should all be extra vigilant to make sure that we are following this important rule. Thank you.
Senator Dames.
Thank you, Senator Kent, for bringing this up.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm wondering if Senator Bach would yield for a question.
He will yield. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Senator Bach. I was just wondering if you would share with the body, now that our deadlines are getting close to, or close to third deadline, what your plans are in terms of a capital investment bill.
Senator Bach.
Thank you, Senator Pappas. Members, what we have been waiting for, is for people's calendars to clear a little bit, because everybody has commitments of time in committee, and the Capital Investment Committee doesn't have a standalone time, so no matter what time we pick, we'd have members' conflicts, and I want everybody to be able to participate. So past the first deadline is helpful. And then the second thing we've been waiting on is the governor's bill language. You know, we all heard the governor came up with a bill way back in January. I was just told this morning when I got in from my staff that we finally received it today. So our first hearing will be coming up, and we'll be reviewing the governor's bill.
Senator Westrum.
Mr. President, announcement of Senate interest.
Senator Westrum.
Mr. President, members, just wanted to alert the body this past weekend. We've been heard from the Board of Animal Health that, unfortunately, avian influenza, the high path strain that's been surrounding our state the last several weeks, was found in 2 or 3 different locations in our state. And I just want to something we've been holding and hoping against happening here, but members, it was confirmed this weekend. Very unfortunate news. We've got great people on the ground, great farmers with biosecurity, but something that I want members to know about as we try to move through the drought relief package and other possible measures to deal with this, and pray for warm weather, Mr. President. I'll keep you posted, members.
Senator Latz.
Mr. President, members, just to amplify on what Senator Kent had to say and Senator Dame's response, apparently the person in charge of posting the committee information was unavailable in town to do it on Saturday, which is fine. I don't begrudge people taking their weekends. But 3 days before the committee hearing would have been Friday, when that staff person should have been present and doing that person's job for the sake of the public, which is the highest priority in terms of notifying not only when a committee is going to be heard, but what bills are going to be there. Otherwise, the public can't meaningfully participate if they can't prepare.
Senator Dames.
Well, thank you, Senator Latz. And the staffer was gone on Friday also, but that's really immaterial. It's my committee. I'm the chair of the committee, so I'm the one that'll take responsibility for that. So if there's concerns, they should be directed to me, and I'll take responsibility for it.
Further announcements. Senator Lopez Franzen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, or Mr. President and members. I appreciate when committee chairs take responsibility, and I think we should all take responsibility about the work that has remained to be done, whether it's bonding, which typically happens at the end of the last minute of the last day of session. But there's a lot of work, members, that we have been waiting for many, many months, including one bill that we'll hear this week with drought relief. And the bill that we heard today that we finally voted on, ALS bill. When we see a sense of urgency, we act. And members, later today after floor session, I'll be joined by the governor, the speaker, the minority leader, myself, and the minority leader in the House, and Senator Miller as majority leader. And we're going to continue the negotiations on two very important issues of urgency for Minnesotans, unemployment insurance and also frontline worker pay that were left behind from previous months. I'm optimistic of the final agreement, but I would say, members, that we have to keep our promises, not just to small businesses and businesses across the state, but to our frontline workers who have gotten this state through the first 2 years of the pandemic. And I want to remind members and the public of what these negotiations are about. And it's about people. It's about the people that we are sent here to represent and to follow these rules and to get bills through committees. And members, they're about our friends and neighbors, and they're about Minnesotans. And the hundreds of Minnesotans, hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans that are covered under frontline pay, this bill, that put their lives on the line and that, you know, allowed us to have this $9 billion surplus because we were able to stay home while they came to work. 2 weeks ago, we heard these workers here in the Minnesota Capitol. We had an unofficial hearing because the majority does not want to give us a real hearing. These are stories about sacrifice, about bravery, and about grief. And they helped us keep our state open. And I want to say to people like Courtney, William, Cole, Tyler, Maria, and Ignacia, that we'll be thinking about you when we come to these negotiations. And I'll add another member of our country and our state. A story I heard this morning on NPR that literally made me come to chills because it was a story about a frontline worker, a nurse. His name was Michael Odell. And if you get a chance to listen to this story, it has links to our state of Minnesota. He was a traveling nurse and lived here for a while. And his story ended in not just the pandemic, but his job costing him his life. So members, these are urgent matters. These stories are not new. We just refuse to hear them and acknowledge them. And we have an opportunity to not only keep our word to these heroes, but to prevent more tragedies from happening. So let's not turn a blind eye to the work that remains ahead and the urgency for this matter, Mr. President and Senate Majority Leader. I hope we come to the table today in good faith that we will do better for our frontline workers. Thank you, and I'll see you at the negotiation table.
Senator Dames.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to announce that the Conference Committee on Reinsurance will be starting at 5 o'clock in room 123 in the Capitol, expected to go for approximately an hour, and that'll be this evening.
Any further announcements? Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. Maybe there's some confusion in the chamber, but the Minnesota Senate voted on refilling the unemployment trust fund 45 days ago, maybe 50 days ago. We had strong bipartisan support in this chamber, 55 to 11. The Minnesota House of Representatives has yet to act on that bill. They have not even voted on the unemployment insurance bill. They haven't even taken a vote, members. Last week, Senate Republicans offered to, we would agree to a $250 million frontline worker package. Workers, eligibility of workers to be determined by the House Democrats. So the agreement that was made last year, we're ready to do that. As soon as the Minnesota House of Representatives passes the $2.7 billion unemployment trust fund replenishment bill. So as soon as that's done, we're ready to honor that agreement from last year. And I also think there's some confusion. The working group on frontline workers, Senator Housley can answer this better than me, but that group met multiple times last year. So to say that there wasn't any public input is just absolutely a false statement. With that, members, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Tuesday, March 25th at 12 noon.
To that motion,
Mr. President, Tuesday, March 29th at 12 noon.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed, motion does prevail. Senate is adjourned.